It may be frail, but there is still hope for peace. Russian and Ukrainian delegations met for face-to-face talks in Istanbul. Talking with both parties before the meeting, the Turkish president stressed the need for an immediate ceasefire and better humanitarian conditions.
It'll be in everyone's interest to agree on a ceasefire and achieve peace as soon as possible. We think you're at a point where the negotiations could yield concrete results. Right now, you, as members of the delegations, have a historical responsibility.
Before the meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled his flexibility on the most sensitive issues, including the long-contested eastern Donbas region and Ukraine's neutral status. And with its pledge to significantly decrease military activity near Kyiv and in the northern city of Chernihiv, Moscow too is showing signs of a willingness to compromise.
The decision was taken in the interest of creating mutual trust and the necessary conditions for further talks to take place.
Although its ambition seems diminished, some of Russia's demands remain unchanged.
Russia wants legal guarantees and a neutrality agreement that Ukraine will never be allowed into NATO. And it also wants Ukraine to recognize the independence of the two Russian-occupied eastern regions in Donbas, as well as the Russian-controlled Crimea. But to achieve its stated objective of denazifying and demilitarizing Ukraine, what Russia would really like is a regime change in Ukraine.
Its sovereignty beyond discussion, Ukraine refuses to even consider some of these demands. But its relationship with the West is not one of them. Ukrainian officials have proposed adopting a neutral status only if it comes with security guarantees, similar to NATO's, which considers an attack on one NATO country as an attack on the entire bloc. The proposal also includes a 15-year consultation period on the status of Russian-annexed Crimea to come into force only in the event of a ceasefire.
If we manage to consolidate these key provisions, then Ukraine will be in a position to actually fix its current status as a non-bloc and non-nuclear state in the form of permanent neutrality. We will not host foreign military bases on our territory, as well as deploy military contingents on our territory, and we will not enter into military political alliances.
As the talks concluded in Istanbul, Ukraine's immediate goal remained the same, a ceasefire without delay, and its willingness to compromise for it. But for Russia to make peace, it needs to want it. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.